DNCE at Triple M, James A for breakfast. Everything Mackay with Sundays at 14 away from 6. We'll check the latest in news headlines up very soon. More on that Sunshine Coast bushfire disaster this morning. Horrible stuff. Our thoughts are with the residents of the Sunny Coast going through that. Terrible stuff.
Yeah, it's the worst possible thing you can go through.
Good to be back on the air. I did hear last week you took us off the air.
Well, yeah. That was an accident.
On Friday, I believe.
Yes, I did.
The boss told me because she was one of the guests at the wedding on the weekend. So
yeah, look, silly thing, very stupid thing. There's this one button, okay, to press that keeps the everything rolling throughout the computer. It's usually there for some reason. I clicked it to stop things and raced off to the bathroom.
See, he just forgets it. It's like on Saturday night at the reception for my wedding, Dave. There was an issue with the video. Right?
Yeah.
This video that I want him to play, and it took literally 10 minutes for the thing to start.
It did.
What on earth went wrong there?
It was the only thing that we didn't check because we didn't have enough time to check it beforehand.
Like,
I knew
something's going to go wrong. I thought, no, I'll just let it go.
Hang on a second. No, I'm blaming you for this one.
Blaming me.
Because you were the one that was supposed to organise all the leads and everything.
I said, I'll go get. You said, no, got it.
Yeah, well.
So you can't blame anybody but yourself.
Can't even blame.
That is your fault.
Yeah, look, that was my fault. No, actually, no. I'm going to plead a different case here. I was building the tension for everyone. That's what I was doing.
Well, it was a bit of a secret. So for those who don't know, I actually got married a month ago.
Yes.
In a secret ceremony with my now husband and my family. And
August 2 it was.
We revealed it to all the guests at the reception on Saturday night.
So. Yeah, and a few of them were a little bit shocked. And the video was basically just showcasing what actually happened on the day.
Ceremony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But we got there in the end. Mm. The issue more than anything was the sound. That was the issue.
It was the issue, wasn't it?
That was the major issue because, the DJ equipment that I use was running the whole computer.
Yeah, right.
The whole laptop.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, I just couldn't transfer the sound over there. So
good night, though, wasn't it?
It was a fantastic night. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Had at Paxton's Riverside Markets there. So.
What a
beautiful place.
Oh, look.
So much history. And
it was very rustic, the whole thing.
Yep.
Even the cheese and fruit platter to start with was all laid out. It was very rustic. It was beautiful.
Oh, in the warehouse, and then you've got your clean tablecloths and all that sort of stuff. It was just a good setting. So we had a great time. It was a good night.
Your mum enjoyed herself.
I was hungover as you know what the next day. Jesus, my God. Jamie said, "Oh, I think you probably had a little bit too much to drink last night." I said, "Oh, well, you know, you only get married once." Well, do you?
Well, we'll see. That's yet to be decided.
No, well, it depends on which side on the statistic scale you're sitting on. But no, it was a good night. Had a great time.
Yeah, so. You had a great time. I think your mum had a fantastic time.
Yeah, she was outside heaving her guts up. I'm not even lying. I had to put her in a taxi and off you go. Drink lots of water and take some Panadol.
So do you feel any different now?
Nah.
Didn't think you would.
Still the same.
Yeah.
Again, it's old now. It's been a month old, so we just didn't tell anyone until Saturday.
I find it ironic that you actually invited your last ever girlfriend as well.
We're good friends.
I know you are.
She's married, got kids. I stay every time I go to Brisbane, I stay at her place.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
And that's not awkward?
No. Why would it be awkward?
Well, I don't know. You were together for a little
only
while.
Only because you've, slept with half of Mackay and they can't stand you.
You know?
I actually get along with the people that I've broken up with before in the past.
Well, you know, each to their own.
Oh, my God. Thank you to all the well wishes on Facebook, too. I appreciate it. And I did read all the messages. It was a stack load of them, so I had to go through all those. But
that would have taken pretty much Sunday afternoon, the whole day.
You can check out some of the photos if you want. Triple M Mackay with Sundays. You'll find us online. 10 to 6, J&A for breakfast here at Triple M.